Hello and welcome to the Mailbag Podcast after day one of the championships, where our man Rob Scurry put on an absolute fucking clinic up there. It was big sort of day, big grand final day, and the big man just stepped up and just knocked it right out of the park. Race one winner on top, plus units. That's what our service is. It's not just a tipping joint that goes, oh, that was in the numbers, or good push that horse. We bet to units. Units at race one winner, $6.60. Cheers. Good start. Race two, two units of ring-a-ding-ding on top. Units, another winner. Well done, Rob. Airborne, big day. And those who know Rob knows he's probably getting a little bit jittery. Hope he's not over racing. Just stay calm. Keep your unit spend low, Robert. Don't start to launch too hard. Race three casually has a horse on top at 35-1 in the yard. Has half a unit at it. 100 out, it was home. When the second horse is laid out, the short price favourite, we've got Bloused up the inside. So he's almost landed a 35 to the little winner race three. Race four, best highway horse I've ever seen. On top, units at it. I think it was reshoed, probably, or at least vet checked. Anyway, despite that curse, still pissed in. Three from four with race three, 35 to one shot running third. Race five. Look, it happens to me each and every week, so I understand his pain. He was beaten in race five, Scurry. And how is he beaten? By the residual weir grouse. It's very hard. It's incredibly hard to read how those horses parade, but when they get the blinkers on, they can explode. They can really react to strong, vigorous riding. Race six, winner on top, units at it. Microphone, I think Pistol Pete, Sneaky Pete, Anthonos, he really wrapped the horse big time when he was in Victoria, and that stuck in Rob's head throughout. I didn't actually listen to this race and lost a few units. Lesson learned, do as you're told. Race six, winner on top, units at it. Race seven, units at the second horse, good odds, stiff, I thought. Race eight, no bets, smart. Centre and a lane, Jesus, it won well. Osborne Bulls traded very, very short. I thought it was stiff. Well, not stiff, it broke my heart. Race nine, was one of the rare races on the card where he lost, but it's very easy to understand for anyone who's been involved with Rob for a fair while. His horse, if it was a human being, he would have left his wife years ago. He loves her. Elise, I was always going to have units at it. I was impressed that the units were so small considering how airborne Rob was. And then in race nine, the last of the day, it was a sickening watch. $13 shot, into the abyss, units at it, Bloused by Multage on the line. I thought we were home. I think I can hear Rob in the background there having one of his inside-out darts, half inside the house, half outside the house. If you don't get his stuff next week for day two of the championships, you are completely gone. Rob, how are you going?
Good, mate. Yeah. It was a great day. You know, I think you failed to mention that we also got a $60 Quinella and $100 Quinella in the first two races. We had, it was, you know, and I'm spewing, even though I'm well in front, I'm like, I should be way more in front. And then by about race five, I'm like, I can't pick, you know, that's it. You can't have more than four winners on a day. You can't, you know, it's all downhill from there. But you supplied that lovely Jason Maskeel thing, which you had a smaller bet at, but I just love, you know, the comeback kid. And in the runner, I really kept tapping away at $10+. So at this stage, I was flying. Then the Derby came out. I thought, how easy is this? Global Exchange just about looks the best. And that hemorrhaged.
It was hemorrhage job, wasn't it? Like 11s into – is it outright favourite when they jumped?
It was outright favourite by the time they jumped.
Huge push on the preview show, if you watched it, with Mark Roden. We were all sort of talking about Global Exchange and the profile and that form line. So if anyone got set at sort of 10s, 11s, 12s, you were – geez, you're in a good position to come jump time. I would have held your position though if I were you, and I got the Mount Gamal because you gave it a good push too.
That
was a weird race, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's funny. Poor old the Glenster's going to have to eat some humble pie. He says, Gwenda, she just can't win a derby. She's just not allowed to, you know. Massara will kick her out for wearing the wrong clothes. I'm really, really happy for Gwenda, and she's obviously got a big show with Academus in the provincial next week. So, you know, I think we'll do this some punting form times, but they've gone slow. It's controlled it on a soft track. You know, it's gone around at a silly price.
Okay, so which races do you think are sort of key races we can get something out of moving forward?
Well, in the bivouac race in the 2-year-olds, I was really impressed with the Cummings horse.
Let me do some data for that race, mate. They've gone 2.7 slows to the 6 for the class. They've come home 6.8 fast for the class. The winner, Bivouac, has gone 6 slow to the 6 and come home 10 fast. So that's a serious, serious turn of foot. Record an overall figure of 4.1 fast. An overall figure of 8.4. So that's a group 2 race, so group 3 race. So the class benchmarks are going to be pretty firm for this meeting. So I might just stick to an overall benchmark. I'd love some feedback to you guys who are listening to which way you prefer it, class benchmark or an overall benchmark. Obviously, with punting form, you can have it either way. You can chop it over you like it. So get in touch and let us know what you prefer. You know, that's a really solid time for this level of race, I think.
Well, the so I kind of I had a little bit more on Bivouac, slightly, you know, I like the idea of a Cummings on a freshen up, you know, a bit of a run. It looked really sharp, but it didn't look nearly as good as type as the thing that's run a second. I've got to get my fucking numbers up here, the day up. But it's out of Aloha.
Libertini.
Libertini, yeah. I think I just said in the text, one short.
Libertini, sorry, Liz, let me chop in. Libertini, fastest last 6, 4, and 2 of the entire meeting. So that's the one we're following, I'm assuming.
Well, that's the one we bet units at, mate. Unraced, just said, just shorter run. But obviously, you know, that's having its first run as a 2-year-old. You know, all these other guys like Microphone and Tenley and all those guys, they probably had enough. It's on. This is not season, but it should just go up to Brisbane and just about win all those weak group ones for 2-year-olds.
Oh, I love it. Oh, Scurry's up and about. Are you still half inside outside the house having a dart? Or
Yeah. I'm still half inside out, and I should get up the bet for SPs, betfair.com.au. If you're not betting with them, you got rocks in your head.
That's it. Anything else from race one?
Nah. Now we can move on there.
Let's touch on race 6. Yeah, the sires.
Oh man, as I said, I think a lot of these horses that's it. They've sort of had enough. You know, like the, you know, Kiyomichi was just if that's
I'll
not
quickly,
the best.
I'll quickly cover the data for the punters at home. They've gone 10.1 overall benchmark to the 6 fast, 10 lengths fast. Come home 5.5 lengths slow. So they've gassed themselves early on that heavy track. Record an overall figure of 4.7 fast. So it's still a really strong number, but that's half as fast overall benchmark figure as race one, for example. So they've really gassed themselves early here. Fittest horse or left standing, I'd say.
Yeah, well, look, I'd almost given up on Microphone on the corner when Huey shifted back to the inside. I thought, you know, I can't see that winning. I think the first four horses are good horses, like really good horses, like group quality 2-year-olds. After that, there's a bit of a, you know, some lovely types. Strasbourg's a good type. Even this Dresden Green. I know old mate Drew has got a thing for probabilities, making excuses. But I'd be taking.
I reckon he's got a bit of a sort of a lese with you girlfriend approach to this horse already, you know?
I know, but he hasn't been vindicated yet. I've already been vindicated on Elisa. You know, this time
that's
last
fair. Year. I'm just saying, I think he's going to. He's put her in the team and she can't do anything wrong.
Yep. This time last year, I was still Team Elise and she came out and pissed in the Queen of the Turf. And I'm still, you know, all in fucking Nikita Jane's, not in the chair, as Glenster said. She's looking good. I see she's been scratched from the Oaks, but I still think, you know, I know the Mystic Journey's the best filly, proven to be the best. Or there's another one that we want to talk about is the good sprinter, Sunlight. Jesus, like I hadn't seen her since her 2-year-old days, and she has matured into a fucking good 3-year-old, autumn 3-year-old, strong bugger. No, she's not a squib. She's proper horse, and her run
was
huge.
Beast.
Yeah, she's a beast. She was a beast as a 2-year-old, but often when they're a beast as a 2-year-old. The other ones catch up to them. They don't measure up to the weight for age horses, but she measures up. She's fucking world class. And she's, to my mind, best 3-year-old, you know, proven best 3-year-old. Mr. Journey won the bullshit race very, very amazingly, but she's taken them on. She's won multiple group ones at open class. This is just an abnormality. Horses like Mystic Journey winning that race three wide like she did,
I'm more saying that like the Brunton thing is like his horses, like Mystic Journey sat three wide at Caulfield last prep. It did it at Community Valley. It did it at Flemington. Like they seem to relish the three wide running anyway.
On Figs, maybe she's the best three-year-old, but on Proven, Sunlight is the best three-year-old and should be awarded that. And if that fucking slug, Autumn Sun, gets it, I will just become even more cynical.
All right, let's touch on the Derby, 2,400 metres, Group 1 at Royal Randwick, day one of the Championships. Angel of Truth won it. The race was run 1.9 lengths fast to the 600 and home 3.3 fast to record an overall benchmark figure of 5.2 lengths fast. Moderately even. This is how I think leaders win decent races. 12.88, 12 to the 10. 12.72, slight increase, 10 to the 8. 12.56, 8 to the 6, slight increase. 6 to the 4, 12.36. Another very gentle increase.
Yes.
4
yes,
to the
yes.
2, 12 to 8. Another gentle increase. Home, 12.56, slowed down, but he gassed him.
Yeah.
Outstanding ride. Outstanding ride. And it's shitty for us because we weren't on it, but just.
Fucking stupid. It's like, just
stopwatch. Who was it? I don't even know.
Corey Brown, and just the horse, he did the same thing on the horse the week before on a slow track. And how the fuck has this gone around at 20 to 1 with its pattern? You know, at least, you know, people like us who love our Betfair would have just had a little, you know, a little lash out at pre-race and thought, you know, that might trade a bit short. We should, you know, but we didn't. And look, yeah, this is the point after that Masquiel got that thing home against Leather and Lace, and I was absolutely flying. Just bumped into my ex-girlfriend's dad who sells pearls for Pass Bailey. And
where
anyway,
is this going?
there is a point to it. I'm going that well. And then, so he loves a bit of the horse. He's been going for years, you know, the pearls, the racing, the rich people. It's a scene he's into. Anyway,
the championships, he's kind of
he's suited up. I'm into my
members, you know, of course.
Well, you know, fucking catered. Anyway, he likes to have a look at the horses, and they're walking around. And I said to him, that one's got dapples up, Russ. And he goes, it's like a bit like a pearl, the hue of the pearl. You get that glow, and he loved it. He loved it.
Is Daryl sweet? Is he sweet?
Oh yeah, sweet man, sweet.
I'm not fucking sure if he's sweet.
Yeah, he's Russ is a dude. Anyway, so yeah, the dapples, like a hue of a pearl. Think about that, Jack.
Hue of the pearl. Righto. Race number 8, TJ Smith, Group 1, 1,200 metres. Big, big race. One of my favourite races of the year. They've gone 4.1 fast overall benchmark to the 6. They've come home 7.7 fast. Santa Ana Lane, the winner, went just faster than benchmark to the 6 and came home 11.3 fast. Huge. Hedge. Huge figures. Yeah. Apart from Santa Ana Lane, it's a bit of a blanket finish, wasn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, Sunlight's done an amazing job to run third. Champagne Cuddles, my old girlfriend, at 250 on Betfair SP. Shout out to the Glenster. Said it wouldn't run last, and he'd be unlucky because I'm sure he's on at the place. I'm looking forward to watching the rant, and I'm sure Glenster will have a ticket. You know, 100 Champagne Cuddles. You know, $34 SP the place. It's got, yeah, done a nose. But you know, that's punning, and you fucking love it.
And just for the punters at home, Santa Ana Lane, third fastest last 6, third fastest last 4, and second fastest last 200 of the day. Punningform.com.au. Do you think everyone's calling this horse after it's won? How good is racing Twitter? The best sprinter in the world.
No, why not? Why not? It's you know, seems pretty bomb proof. It's done this multiple occasions. Why is it always a big price when it goes
around? Get back, run on type.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, those Osborne Bulls. And it was,
yep.
Found.
How fucking well is James Cummings going? To state the obvious, like this horse, I remember it a year ago running around in, you know, benchmark 85s with with a whole heap of condition on it. He had it just how you love it, like 90, 98, 99, just still a little bit in the tank. The horse was ready to go, looked magnificent. The Panther, Pierrata, I thought he was a little bit disappointing. I haven't looked.
Feel at like the he rep. Might be a bit of a nonny.
Oh, look, he's running against the top horses, but he should be suited on these slow.
Is he getting his heart broken?
Possibly, but it's up to the trainer to keep him happy.
As far as he'd know, he won last start, I guess.
Exactly.
But he's always thereabouts and sort of.
Vega Magic came in looking pretty good, and by the end of the parade, couldn't have it.
Oh, you'll never see him at a Royal Racetrack again, I'd say. Ever again.
And what's happened to Scholes?
Retired.
Really?
Yep, I think so. Off to the barn.
Yeah, I think she might have got injured. Ball of Muscle, I always love him, but, you know, he's a little bit outgraded here. He always parades great. Fucking love him. Sadly, I had it all up on him one day at, you know, fucking June shit race, and did no good. But, yeah, let's move on.
John Caster. I reckon it's the best race in Australia. I love this race. Four lengths fast to the six. They come home 6.7 fast. Overall figure 10.7 fast. Serious, serious race. Brutal. Probably got it pretty soft, I reckon. Like if they went a little bit quicker, a little bit more vulnerable, but Bossy 12.48, 10 to the 8. 12.32, 8 to the 6. 12.26, the 4. 11.32, 4 to the 2. Perfection from the Fossil. Jesus, doesn't he look like shit with that crusty, like, attempted beard and like your balding, like patchy top head work? Glenn, shave it off. You got a decent dome. Expose it, son. Well, sir. Pop.
Look, I'm a bit shitty with the way I bet here. Obviously, I've had a sort of bit of a play on Elise. We said a couple of weeks ago, I said Dreamforce looks like a wait for age horse. And I don't know how he didn't go in the numbers. But I did make, you know, good comment on Brutal, put him second in the numbers and said lost all the puppy fat. Absolutely, you know, at top for Hawks. Thought he looked great. I've chopped out on him personally, but we haven't on the units. But
you discount, it's so tempting to ride off the Hawks yard and then they win another massive Group 1.
Yeah, I think I said about Hartnell, the old pro, you know, that wouldn't have been a bad play. Just loading up. He just can't run a bad race.
Oh, he's a weapon. Really consistent. Yeah. Anyway, let's kick on.
Well, one more. This Japanese horse.
Brutal. Brutal. Kluger.
No, Kluger. Yeah, anyway, it was dangerous in the ring. You know, got 20 horses in the theater of the horse, and it's not really designed for 20 horses. And for this one, it's just going off. It's like back and back into the fences. Like it was fully dangerous, and like it, literally the strapper ran onto the, you know, ran through the tunnel with it as trying to control it. It was fucking fired up, and what's it done on the punting form data? It seems to have run a big race.
Okay, Kluger has gone 1.2 lengths fast to the six, come home 7.5 lengths fast, overall figure 8.7 fast, recorded the 15th fastest last six, the 11th fastest last four, and the, sorry, I've got WrestleMania going on the TV as well, 8th fastest last 200 of the day. There's a fair bit to like about that. The mailbag horse to follow from the meeting is going to be 100% Libertini. 100%. It's the fastest last everything of the day. You've given it a huge push. It lines up with the maybe one or two away comment.
Oh, what kind of price are we going to get?
Put it in. They're weight group ones, like you said. We're sticking with him. Kluger can win. Where will Kluger go, though, Rob?
Probably back up in the all age. Why wouldn't it? You know, go up to weight for age. It'll go up a little bit, but.
Take on Winx?
I don't know. No, it's not taking on Winx. She's going to the 2000. There's a. It's the all aged is 1600. That's in 2 weeks.
All right. So. That'll do us. Or do you want to touch on race number 10?
That was a pretty shit race.
Just for race 10, for any punters who thought that the on-pace horses were suited, they actually went one length slow to the six and then came home 1.2 fast. So they've gone just benchmark overall. They've 8 to the 6 was 11.54, then the 6 to the 4, 12.20. That's big slowdown there is what lets those horses that building momentum from the back cheat, like just steal sections, steal a couple of lengths, and it crucifies horses on pace. So, story of my day betting at Randwick, I had an all up. I had Loving Gabby second into Osborne Bull second into that stayer that was started favourite.
Global Exchange.
Global Exchange. Hemorrhage ran seventh into Causeway Girl here, who I thought 200 out was going to win.
Into the Abyss?
No, I had Causeway Girl like on Thursday. I'll put this back.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, horse to follow for you is Libertini.
Yeah, I know, but everyone's fucking seen it, and I haven't got paid. It's fucking bullshit. I should have had that exacta. That's one sec. Look, I'm always interested in the Phillies race.
I'll tell you what you should do, Palmer. You should follow Rob Scurry. He's had the biggest day of his life, day one of the championships. There's another day to go there at Randwick, his home deck. He rides his skateboard there. He's right at home. Get on board. Give him a go this week. You'd be stupid not to. Rob, thank you very much for joining us.
Guys, pleasure,
Dicko. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Any feedback, please let us know. Rob, what's on this week? Golf, tennis?
I've been Uber. I've played 11 tie breaks of tennis this morning, and I got up in the super tie break, 11-9. We had to go to 11. It was 5 all, so 11-9. And then the bra is pumping today. It's just fucking... emerald, it's 3 foot, it's awesome. So, and curling. So, I'm going to get back my flippers on. I'm going to get back down the beach.
All right, man. Thank you very much. Have a great week.
Yeah, cheers, man.